We want you to win $1,000. Sign up on KidNation.com and listen for your name this morning at 7:20 Central to play $1,000 Tag Team Trivia with the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So, JC,
how are you lovely people doing?
We're doing very lovely. I got all dressed up today.
I feel like a radio listener this morning because I hear JC, but he's not here in the room with me. I feel like I'm listening to JC on the radio.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Where are you, buddy?
I'm in San Antonio, Al.
What are you doing there?
Answering phone calls.
You doing a telethon?
Doing a telethon real quick.
You went down there yesterday, right?
Yeah, Mix 96.1 had a concert, so I just came down here and hung out.
Who'd you hang out with?
Russell Rush.
And, the DJ.
I went by Nick Jonas's dressing room.
Yeah?
You know, yeah.
I did the whole walking by about 10 times.
Until he spotted you?
Yeah, hoping he'd be like, hey, come on in and let's chill.
Didn't recognize you at all, did he?
Yeah, he looked at me.
But did he recognize you?
Well, describe recognize.
Like acknowledge, oh, JC from the Kid Craddock Morning Show in Dallas. Good to see you, buddy.
No.
No.
Okay. No, okay.
Yeah, no, that
that didn't happen.
Yeah. But I saw Fifth Harmony as well. The girls say hi, Al.
Okay. Tell them I said hello if you see them this morning.
Well, I won't see them this morning.
Oh.
They've moved on.
They moved on.
Oh,
gotta keep on trucking, Big Al.
What were your sleeping arrangements last night?
The Chicker and I slept in the same king-size bed.
Seriously? JC said during commercial break, and I was just really interested to figure out why.
So why not?
We went down with our engineer, director of operations, really. Is that the appropriate title?
Yeah.
Sure.
Chickering. And why did you guys sleep in the same bed?
Just so happens that there was one bed.
Oh, so you did
two tired men.
You did have two rooms. You just chose to sleep in the same bed.
Well, you know.
No, they usually ask you when you check in, would you prefer two queens or a king? And, of course, they obviously said, we'll take the king.
I guess they should have known when they saw two dudes.
Yeah.
Hey, let's give them two beds.
Well, no? was it the honeymoon suite?
Yeah. It's hot tub and everything.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Are you lying? Girls do this.
It's
you know?
Fine if
I've
it's a king
this.
Size.
It is?
Yeah.
I thought guys were so insecure they couldn't do that.
Guy friends say that in hotel rooms, and someone will get either the cot or sleep
out,
on the floor because they're so opposed to sleeping in the same bed together. Because my girlfriends and I would do that all the time.
Just put a pillow in between you and you're fine.
Did you do the head to toe thing, you know, that guys do?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we didn't do that this time. We did the pillow in between.
Wow.
Because you're that scared he'll roll over and touch you. Are you serious?
What is the pillow really
prevent true love?
Yes, it does.
So you've slept in a bed and a sleeping bag with Al, and now you have Chicory. Is there any? Who else have you slept with in the office?
Slept in the same bed, you mean?
Yeah, I slept in the same bed with Kid years ago. I remember last year or 2 years ago when we went to the Olympics in London, we had two twin beds in our room. You know, the rooms were very expensive, so.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I was referring to. You guys slept in the same bed, basically.
Yeah, and we would take them apart, and the maid, or whoever cleaned the room, the housekeeper lady, she would always push them back together. It was like it was fate.
You were meant to
be. No, that was our room, Al, in London.
That's what I just said.
Oh, I thought you meant Kid.
Oh, no. Okay.
No,
I got confused.
I know.
It's
easy.
Thing.
It's because, you know what? We can't see each other talking. It does make a difference. All right. Sofia Vergara and Joe Manganiello are clearly, I mean, come on, the best looking couple in Hollywood. Yeah. Sofia knows it.
Well, he's very hot and he's very entertaining, which is very important for me because I need to be with somebody that, you know, that knows how to have fun because I like to have fun.
You two are the perfect couple. I'm thinking of the pair of you. You have to. If I were you, I would put mirrors everywhere, the ceilings, the walls. I'd be like, let's just look at ourselves right now.
That's all we do.
Look at how
we're
hot
hanging
they are.
Out. We don't watch TV. We just watch ourselves.
She's being a good sport about it because I watched her do another interview and everybody, all they want to talk about is Joe. And I can see after a while that would wear pretty thin.
Did you see the photos yesterday that came out of her with Nick Loeb?
Yeah. They were
meeting up with her ex in New York City outside of, I don't know if it's where he lives or something, but apparently he looked a little tired. But that it's not like they were hiding, apparently.
No. If you have nothing to hide, why hide?
Right. That they just, maybe she was getting some things. I don't know what they were doing, apparently.
It was good if it's amicable. I mean, why do you have to hate everybody, you know?
I get along with pretty much all my exes.
Pretty much.
You do, Al?
Pretty much.
You don't hate any of them, but that doesn't mean some of them don't hate you.
Well, that's true, too. There's one. one that I probably wouldn't call back if she would have texted. I wouldn't return her text.
Which one?
Yeah, okay.
You don't have to be friends with all your exes. Out. And I've learned that the older you get, you want to try and be friends, but sometimes you just can't be friends. Mm. You just can't.
Yeah.
You don't want to say which one, Al?
No, that's okay.
It makes good content.
Thanks.
Well, with all the celebrities having their intimate photos hitting the internet lately, you'd think Kelly Ripa would be a little more careful with her naughty pictures.
I was sending my beloved husband, who was away in L.A. shooting a show, I sent him a cute, adorable butt selfie in my underpants. And then my
underpants.
Mother and father-in-law respond from their email, and they're like, "Dear Kelly, we are so proud of all the hard work. Your exercise classes are really paying off. And you look great. May God continue to bless you."
Well, at least it was in her...
Oops.
Sent it to my mom before.
In her underpants. Who says
Thank
that?
Thank God. Well, she was...
Yeah.
What was that, JC?
I've sent it to my mom.
Your mom?
Well, it was before I used to have Kinsey in my phone as Mommy, and my mom is under Mama, and I accidentally sent it to Mama instead of Mommy.
That's too close.
Yeah.
So you changed it back to Kinsey.
Kinsey's now Kinsey Chavez on my phone.
I love that you have to put her last name in case you get confused.
Yeah, right.
There's so many Kinseys out there.
Well, everybody loves Andy Samberg, so would you think he would have a ton of friends on Facebook?
I have one friend. It's a private account, and I have one friend on Facebook.
And what? Who's his friend? Who's the friend?
Mark Zuckerberg.
No way! Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah. We were at Facebook doing an event, and we were in his office hanging out because, you know, he did SNL, so we're sort of friendly. And it somehow came up. He was like, "You know, when you're in your account," I was like, "Oh, I'm actually not on Facebook." And he was like, "You should have an account. You should just have one, just so you have it." And I was
like, "He set up your Facebook account?"
So yeah, now there's some, you know, dormant Facebook account out there, and it's just me and the Zuck.
That's so
the Zuck.
That's funny.
That's awesome.
That's like having Tom as your friend
exactly.
on MySpace.
Right.
Exactly.
They say that Mark Zuckerberg's neighbors are all PO'd at him because he's remodeling his house.
Well, he bought like four or five houses.
Yeah. It's like a construction site.
A compound.
It's so massive, yeah.
Chris Brown and Rihanna seem to be tied together for life. And Chris is happy with that.
Anything that comes with Chris Brown or Rihanna, you know, they're going to always draw those two names together. But, you know, I think that's just, you know, the fans' perception or the media's perception at all times because of our history. But, you know, whenever we do music, you know, people can make the assumption, and that's fine. We friends. Nothing's too serious. Nothing's, you know, we're not trying to start a life together right now. We're just having fun.
Wow, was Big Al in the room with him? Because all I could hear was the jingle jangle of his necklaces. You hear how distracting that is, Al?
No, you don't hear him. You very seldom hear mine.
No, we hear him.
Well, and it's so confusing. Okay, he called her Rihanna. A reporter flat out asked her on the red carpet one time, because we were confused, how do you pronounce her name? She said Rihanna. Did she not say that? That's why I have been saying Rihanna.
I've heard her go back and forth.
She goes back and forth.
She absolutely goes back and forth.
I'm so confused.
Is that her real name? That's not her.
It's Robin Fenty.
Yeah, Robin.
So she doesn't even know what it is.
It's Rihanna. No, it's not.
I think I like, not that it matters.
I like Rihanna better.
I like Rihanna better.
Rihanna, yeah.
I've been saying Rihanna because she said that, but I'm going to go back to Rihanna because I like saying it better, Rihanna. All right, so Rihanna.
Yes.
Britney is Britney Jean Spears, mm-hmm. and she just broke up with her boyfriend. The word is he cheated on her.
It was a break.
Well, for one 24-hour period, she might be targeting him on her next album.
I think you take your experiences that you go through and definitely put it into your work. So I'm going to have a lot of I hate men songs and then a lot of I love men songs. So it kind of goes both ways.
She's so pretty. She looks so good right now. I don't know. I think maybe her looks are changing because she's getting a little older and her jawline's getting, you know.
If I were a woman in show business, in Hollywood or wherever, I would just get whoever styles J-Lo to style me. Because J-Lo's obviously
probably
is beautiful.
Probably
has
that person on retainer full time.
Yeah.
For the most part.
I wonder how much that person's making. Probably tons.
Yeah.
I read somewhere once that Kim Kardashian, it's probably more now, but that she, to keep her hair person, hair and makeup people with her every day. It was like $5,000 a day.
A day?
A day?
And, but that's for like a full day of, you know, if she's doing stuff for like, you know, eight hours when she's fully working.
Sure,
working all day. Right. Like three or four appearances booked for the same day and you have to have three or four different looks.
I mean, I know that's with some of those top hairstylists.
Mm-hmm. Well, some of them will get on retainer and they'll just fly around with you, like if you're on tour. And it works out better for them. They don't have to worry about trying to fix, you know, fit you in. Oh, Rihanna, you need to come in today? No, I'm booked till 2 o'clock, baby. Yeah. All right, no, I can get you in 2 o'clock.
She gets what she wants. Whatever.
Well, speaking of Kim Kardashian, funny you brought her up because was she pranked or was she attacked in Paris yesterday?
It was scary.
It was really pretty scary stuff, actually. And the Eternal Bachelor getting married this weekend. We're going to give you the details on the superstar wedding of the year. All those stories and more coming up in part two of the Hizzywood Hizzle.
With the Kid Nation app, you can stay connected to the show even when you're on the go. I just made a rhyme there. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.